Welcome to the Spencer FC Podcast!
All right, mate, how you doing? Welcome back to another Spencer FC Podcast. Today, it may sound a little bit different because we're actually recording this from a different location. We're not at the normal headquarters for logistical reasons. This week's podcast has been recorded at my house. We're currently in my lounge, joined by two people who you'll be more than familiar with if you watch my YouTube videos. We've got my brother Seb, who's been on the podcast before.
Hello.
I was going to say you're now a friend of the show, but you're technically a brother of the show.
Yeah, I'm technically a brother of the show, you know, executive producer, whatever you want to call it, you know.
As well as brother slash exec producer, we also have the girlfriend of the show.
Hello.
Alex O'Shippy Shappy Shushu, how you doing?
I'm really good. I'm so psyched to be here.
Are you feeling a bit weird being...
What?
Being psyched to be home.
I'm in my lounge.
Are you...
I'm not actually allowed out the house.
Do you feel... does it feel a bit weird being on a football podcast? Are you a bit worried about what's going to happen today?
I'm very worried about my lack of knowledge on the old football, but... I'm here to bring the banter.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Banter's right.
The banter train is off from the Liverpool Station? Street. No, yeah, so obviously we're not going to be quizzing you on football or anything, but it's good to have someone that isn't from the football world here to maybe offer an alternative view to a football perspective. And we've got some stuff planned for you later as well.
Lovely.
We've asked people on Twitter for questions for all of us. We're going to answer some of them. Lots of other stuff to talk about. First things first, we need to thank DreamTeamFC.com, who are the sponsors of this podcast. You can see my weekly blogs on there, as well as lots of our football news, gossip, transfer rumours, etc. So DreamTeamFC.com, make sure you check it out. Speaking of transfer rumours, Seb, something that's come up today, which is potentially, I wouldn't say... something to panic about, but potentially something to worry about, is the Dimitri Payet wage demands. Obviously, as West Ham fans, he's our chosen boy right now, the main man, and he's come out and said he wants a 50 grand increase, which will take him up to 125k a week after just 8 months at the club. Do you think this is apparently coming from his agent more than the player, but do you think this is legit? Do you think this is something to worry about? Do you think that we'll give it to him?
Well, it is troubling, because what's going to happen now is the media are going to grab this. Everyone's going about Payet. This is now something to latch on in a negative way. I'm not worried about it anyway. It's just media noise, in my opinion. There's a few West Ham sources I've quite reliably listened to on Twitter. Ex-West Ham employee, I think, is normally pretty spot on with what he says. He seems to have the inside knowledge. I think it's probably just noise at this point. I think Slaven Bilic wanted to offer two big players, new contracts, end of the year. And they brought it forward and they've started talking about it now. And someone's got interested about it. Someone's jumping out their cage and it's getting blown out of proportion. I hope, because what we don't want is Dimi Payet sort of a little bit, I don't know, not quite on the game. We're in focus, because his performances have shown the first, I'm going to say, sign of levelling out. I'm not going to say dropping. They've levelled out a little bit. You know, he went for a golden period where literally anything he tried came off, which was just completely unsustainable. So I'd love to see him with a big performance tonight. Let's hope that if he thinks he's worth that money, he's going to do it on the pitch and prove that it would be stupid not to pay it.
You've touched on that, obviously, tonight.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Stupid not to pay it.
Pay it forward. Liverpool game, FA Cup tonight, we're going to it. By the time this podcast comes out, the match would have happened, so we don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully we've gone through by this point, but it could be the last ever FA Cup game at West Ham. Hopefully not, though. But that's something to look forward to. We're going to be making a video there as well. It'll be on the channel. But Alex, I'd like to come to you at this point, because what do you think about when you hear, as someone that's not super in on the whole football stuff, when you hear a footballer who's already making £75,000 a week, then ask for an extra 50, which is like almost 100% increase, it's like a 66% increase or whatever, after just 8 months of doing his job well. I mean, let's put it in perspective. If you were working in an office and you'd smashed it, the most you could ever expect to raise is probably on a yearly schedule.
Yeah.
But if you were to get a raise, we're talking like a couple of percent raise, right? That's what you're going to get in the real world.
Yeah. We're talking about inflation increase here, aren't we, for Payet? We're talking
about 66% or whatever it is. I mean, how does that make you feel as a neutral?
Well, I have heard that this guy is critical to the team.
Crucial, some would say.
Crucial as well.
Critically crucial.
What I would say is, what is the next level down? Like, who's on the second highest level?
Salary? At West Ham?
Yeah, at West Ham.
Well, I think Alex Song's on about the same currently. He's still on loan, but we pay about 70 grand of his 100 grand a week contract, I think. I think Andy Carroll's also on about 70.
Right,
so
okay.
I think Payet is probably the highest paid or the joint highest paid player at the club. But I think it's fair to argue he should be the highest paid by a bit.
I think so too.
And I think 100k is reasonable. But when I say reasonable, I mean in comparison to the rest of football.
Terms,
but to ask for it now,
yeah,
in your first season,
I've got to say one thing. I do honestly believe that it isn't. He isn't coming saying, "Guys, I want my money." I've heard, and it is what I think is reliable, is that we've said to two players, "I'm understanding that's Checo Kiete and Dimitri Payet, they want to reflect their good performance and where they stand now compared to when we signed them, and offer them a new deal." And what I think's happened is someone, the agent said, "Right, well, if we're doing that, this is what I think he's now worth." It doesn't help that there are rumours that people have come in for Payet. Recently, there was a video put out, I'm not sure what channel it was on, it was on YouTube, and it was an interview of Dimitri Payet. He's speaking in French with a French interviewer, and it is all translated legit, and I recognise some of the words, so I know it's not one of them ones where, you know, Adolf Hitler's talking and they just say whatever they want over the top of it. So it's pretty legit. And he was genuinely saying how one of the most emotional he's ever felt on a football pitch was when he hears the Payet song, the West Ham fan. He said he's never had a song sung about him by the fans. And he said he absolutely loves it. He said, "Why would I ever want to play anywhere else?" Like, it's a really great interview. And to hear it from him for the first time made me feel great. And then this comes out the next week. I'm like, Dimmy, we need to have a little chat, mate.
But to be fair, if you were in his shoes, you would do the same, wouldn't you?
Potentially, yeah.
I think so.
Only because it's more of a reflection on football than anything to do with Dimmy or West Ham that he can even get away with this. Because the fact of the matter is, West Ham probably will give him that raise, and he probably does deserve it in comparison to how football works. It's just a bit crazy that you can ask those sort of demands.
Yeah.
Well, I think the kind of diplomatically right thing to do if you're from the football club side is I'd say, Dimmy, we're going to give you what you want, but wait till the end of the season.
Yeah, I think that's what they'll do.
You get it at the end of the season. Right. When we finish where we want to finish, where you've showed us what you've got over a season, just come back from injury, want to see some more from you, then we'll make a recommitment to you, because they're already committed to him financially. That's what they should do.
I think that's fair.
But player power does change things.
Apparently also, the West Ham Stadium naming rights deal has been done.
It's not really announced,
but apparently the deal has been done.
Spencer FC Stadium.
It's going to come out, the Spencer FC Stadium, otherwise known as the Olympic Stadium. So, yeah, apparently that deal's done.
Okay.
Let's spitball. Who could it be? The Betway Stadium? The Umbro Stadium?
I personally think it's going to be for a new sponsor. Well, I think Betway's got another year to run on the deal. I know Umbro's got another couple of years to run the deal. So, I'm not actually sure who it could be, but maybe it's someone different. Maybe it's a stadium sponsor, which is separate. I mean, is there
Who would we like? What's a cool brand? Because obviously, let's look what stadiums we've got. We've got the Emirates, we've got the Etihad, they're both airlines. So we get the EasyJet Stadium.
Oh, God, that'd be awful.
The EasyJet Stadium.
It's more classier than
Arena.
That. What could we have?
So yeah, planes. What would be, so if Etihad and Emirates are quite kind of upper echelon, quite aspirational, where are West Ham? We're not at the level of Arsenal and Man City right now. We're a bit lower down, so we're probably like, we're not, are we a British Airways? I'd say we're probably not even there. I'd say we're maybe more of a United Airlines. You know,
I feel like we are
mainstream.
British 3-3 though.
Yeah.
Even though probably half the players aren't British.
Yeah, true.
Maybe we're better than EasyJet and Ryanair.
We are.
That's like Villa.
Aer Lingus.
We're Thompson Airways.
Aer Lingus.
We're Thompson Airways.
Thompson Airways Stadium.
Popular and solid, but they're never quite, you know, elite. But they're trying.
we're trying to get higher. Literally higher.
This podcast is not sponsored by Thompson
Airways. No. Could be though. Call us. Okay, well, we'll look forward to see what happens to the West Ham Stadium. We've got to talk about Leicester. I know we talk about Leicester every week because they keep doing the impossible. And we have to now. I mean, I know, Alex, this is something you feel really strongly about.
I'm amazed. I have found out that Leicester are at the top of the league and they may even go on and win it. And I, as a neutral...
Technically, you're not a neutral.
I'm not
you're
a neutral.
West Ham.
I am West Ham, yeah. But as a neutral to football...
Yeah, especially someone apathetic to neutral. You don't really care.
This to me is a great story, and I'm like, well done, Leicester. Like, good on you.
Fair play.
Yeah,
and they're beating Man City on Saturday. You know, they've got a couple of more tough games coming up, but regardless whether they win or lose them, they are still the bookies' favourites now. Some person, do you know this, at the start of the season put a bet on them to win at 5,000 to 1.
Crazy.
I think you put
20 quid on or 10 quid on. I don't know. He's going to make like 55 grand or something. Maybe put 11 quid on. I don't know. But you've got a lot of money to come.
That's amazing.
If they do go on to win the league.
Yeah.
Whatever happens now, they have to finish top four. Mm. So they are going to be in the Champions League.
It'll be an almighty collapse for them not to finish top four now. Mahrez, Vardy, Kante and co. I tip my hat to thee. If I wore one, you could have it. I'd give them my hat.
Fair play. I don't think Vardy's a hat kind of guy.
No, true. He's what do you call it? One of those visors. Visor on backwards sort of kid. On his BMX.
Speaking of Leicester, I did go up to Leicester last week. Something I want to talk about here. Some people pointed out on the channel. Made a video of Riyad Mahrez, informed player. Scored a goal against Man City. Some people pointed out that in my video with him, we played FIFA, he wasn't super kind of enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to address it because that is something you get. And as someone, you know, I've done stuff with a whole spectrum of footballers. And yes, they've got the guys that love it and you come away from thinking you're a legend, I actually really enjoyed your company, you're not only good on camera but you're also a really nice guy, And then you have some of the other ones at the other end of the spectrum who don't leave the best impression. Now, whilst I understand people saying stuff in the comments like, you know, oh, he doesn't want to be there or he's not super enthusiastic, the first thing I'll say to that is, as much as it can be quite annoying for me when I'm trying to get sort of something out of them, they don't always give it. You have to remember these guys are footballers. Their job is they get paid to play football, to kick a ball. They're athletes, yeah? They have no requirement to be good on camera, to be up for going on camera and all those things. I'm not saying that makes it okay. I'm not saying that he couldn't have had an agent who says, come on, Mahrez, you've got a lot of people watching you here. You should put a bit more into it. Because it ultimately does look bad on him. What I say more is it's actually a reflection more on the guys that do look good. So Theo Walcott was a pleasure. Hector Bellerin, both Arsenal players. Both of them really, really nice guys. Zarate was good. Didn't have a lot of English, but it was still fun. Yeah. Akinfenwa, obviously, he's lower down football, but he's the dream guy to work with because he's just so up for it and he gets it completely. And there's been a load of them that have been really nice. Some not as good. It's still great from my perspective that I get to make videos with people like Mahrez, who's so in form. If he doesn't make a big move in the summer, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Mahrez playing in Real Madrid, to be honest. But also, that's the other thing. I would like to see Leicester hold on to these players. I would like to see Leicester keep Mahrez, Kante, Vardy.
Vardy just signed the new deal.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going
to
stay.
It makes it harder for him to go, though, doesn't it?
It means that he gets his club more money.
Yeah,
it's the right thing to do. It's what Suarez did. He knew he was going to leave, but he got made the new deal, so they got more from him. But I think that Vardy's the most likely to stay because he's a bit older and he's been there a long time and he feels committed to Leicester because they've helped him make that step up. But if they're in the Champions League, you'd like to think the risk of them going to, because he's not going to go, I don't think if you're Vardy, don't go to like Tottenham. If you're going to leave, if an amazing offer comes in from Real Madrid, which it won't for Vardy, but if it did, then maybe you do the move. But if he did, he's only going to be on the bench. He's going to be like Hernandez, who went on loan there. I think you stay at Leicester. Mahrez is a bit younger, got his future ahead of him. If he believes he can actually go to a Madrid or someone like that, a Barcelona, a Bayern Munich, and start, Bayern Munich would need some new wingers soon. Ribéry and Robben getting older. Then, you know,
what's an interesting maybe he's worth it. If you talk about what's happening in the FIFA game right now, everyone's getting their winter upgrades, right?
Yeah.
Imagine the fact that what we all have to work on is that when we talk about people like Robben, Ronaldo, Messi, they've earned a reputation that's been constantly reinforced. When we all check our phones, oh, Ronaldo scored a hat-trick. A little bit goes into our subconscious, Ronaldo's ridiculous. That happens over time.
Yeah.
A player gets a certain stature around them, right? At any one moment, any player could be as good as any other player. So in the moment when Vardy lets that ball drop off his shoulder and he bangs it straight into the corner, at that exact second, he's as good as anybody else, right? Because anyone else can't do any better than what he did.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is imagine where Mahrez, Vardy, Kante, Huth, especially with the goals recently, Schmeichel with his pedigree, those players are, let's say, as good as they're playing now, forever, then they are the spine of a team like an Arsenal with your Cech, with your Koscielny. You know, with you going through to maybe Sanchez and Ozil, that is the spine of a really great team. You throw in the new Premier League money, and you can go from being a relegation contender to being top four year in, year out, just like that. That's how crazy it could be if you could get the luck they've got. When you look at the team, I think someone said £22 million enabled the Leicester 11, which is currently dominating British.
Yeah, Sterling. Sport. Sterling.
Really, Sterling cost £50 million.
Cost more than the whole club.
Only the team at City. Team. And what's going on?
I think you're right. I think the thing that makes a club become a long-term club, a long-term dynasty, is a really good youth academy like Barcelona have shown. You have to keep producing. Because what Leicester essentially done is smash the transfer market. Yeah, they've got Mahrez for less than half a million.
They've won the transfer.
They've got Kante for a couple million. You know, these are players that if they were to sell them would be going for 30, 40 million potentially now, which is equally as impressive a feat. If they do sell them, they've got loads of money. But the chance of them actually spending that money to get another one out of them is almost impossible. Look at Liverpool when they sold Suarez. They spent that money on nothing, really.
And Tottenham.
No quality. Yeah.
Pochettino
had to redevelop that whole squad, move a lot of it to the youth policy, bring people like Mason and Eric Dyer, who wasn't a Tottenham Academy graduate, but was a young guy that came through, instead of the money they spent from Bale. So that's why Leicester should not sell it just to get a big profit margin. They should build, you're right, a spine around them. But whether they can stay up there for a long time, because they have to be able to spend money, which they can make, but they can never, until they're a bigger brand, make as much as Man United, Barcelona, all these guys can. And so Man United are a sleeping giant right now. They will inevitably come back. They just need the right manager and the right concoction of, you know, the board and the players. You know, Chelsea are going to be better next season, I'm sure. Man City are going to potentially smash things with Guardiola. So I can't see Leicester doing it long term.
You never say this is a rollercoaster season. This could be nothing yet. I mean, next year could be an outrage.
That's the question. Is Leicester's form a blip or is it a revolution?
I think we need to see
an evolution.
Evolve or Revolve?
Basically, what you're saying is don't have a Chris Evans on your hands.
That is what we want.
I'm your man. If you like Alan Partridge, you know what that's from. Okay, Alex, you're feeling a little bit left out. Before we get on to some more stuff that will involve you more,
sorry
Al,
about it.
A couple more things to talk about. Seb, you've prepared me a list of some kind about free transfer players, I believe.
Yes, I have. So it's an interesting thing I saw online this morning that I put out on my Twitter. There are, is it 11?
What players. Is your Twitter, by the way? I'm curious.
Oh, my Twitter. Well, let me just have a look. It's at SebCBrown4. That's SebCBrown4.
Awful name.
And the number is 4 as well.
The number 4, at SebCBrown4. Yeah. Thank you for asking, Spencer.
That's fine, mate.
Right, so this free agent 11.
Mine's Spencer Ryan.
Mine's Alex and Shipjack.
Yeah, yours. You've got no chance unless you spell it out. You've got no chance.
OZIP, CZOK.
Yeah.
Three.
Right, so the 11 players.
I think you said OZIP.
I think you did as well.
It's OSIP. OSIP. He got it wrong and he knows the song.
Sorry about that. So these 11 guys, actually positionally correct as well, are available. Their contracts expire at the end of this year.
So this is a team you can make out of free transfer.
Okay. Out of free transfer.
I'm going to look out for some West Ham boys. So who can we get?
What if we made a new team with them?
Imagine that's a good idea.
Imagine
if someone made a team called Free Transfer 11. They start up, they somehow like take get in the championship or something. I don't know how it would work, but they take over in the Premier League. Or no, someone buys like Aston Villa. Exactly. Someone buys a team that stays in the Premier League, so not Villa. And they get rid of all the players. They say, no, we're starting from fresh. Who's available for free? And they just sign free transfers. Who could they get?
Well, interestingly enough, on that, free transfers normally pay huge wages.
True.
But this is the team. Chesney in goal. He's available.
Okay.
Left back, Patrice Evra, running out his contract at Juve.
Yeah.
John Terry and Matip of Schalke.
Matip's decent.
In centre back.
Yeah, Joel Matip.
Right back, Van der Wiel.
Okay.
Available.
Yes.
Guy from our Bro career mode, right wing, is available in the year for Gouli.
For Gouli, yeah, we got him. We got him on a free transfer.
Montelivo.
Decent.
Banega, Levetsi on the left wing. And up front, Fernando Torres. And Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Fernando Torres, we should mention, just scored his 100th goal for Atletico Madrid recently. Obviously, he had two spells.
Congratulations, Fernando.
Well done, Fernando, mate.
I've always had a soft spot for Fernando Torres. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether
we both used to have blonde highlights.
Have highlights like him. I used to just think he was a delightful man.
Is he your inspiration for your hair?
No, that was DB. David.
Oh.
David Bentley.
I was a massive wannabe Beckham when I was about 18.
And you had the earring as well, didn't you?
For a short period, I had a little thing. Yeah, that's not so bad.
And the fake tat, and the sunbed, sorry. Sunbed.
Oh, I used to love a sunbed. I used to think I was literally living the Essex stereotype dream when I was younger.
Unbelievable.
Now from Hertfordshire. So it's actually like a decent 11. Actually, not only is it 11 individuals, but they would actually work as a formation as well on the pitch there.
Yeah, a couple of weak links. I think I personally think you don't want Evra in the Premier League anymore. I think he's done.
Yeah.
But no, there's a couple of good ones in there. I wouldn't mind, for example. I mean, we could use a second right back. We've got Byron, but maybe get Van der Veel on a cheeky free back up. I actually signed him for West Ham on a free transfer in the Football Manager last year. I don't want John Terry. I don't want to go there.
Is he done now? Is his glory days over?
Oh, yeah, well done. Well done a year ago. Last year was his last good year.
No wonder he's a free transfer.
Chesney, take us a backup for Adrian. He wouldn't want to be a backup.
I'm actually quite happy with Randolph. I think Randolph will start tonight.
True.
I think
true.
He'll get a game.
Matip is supposed to be decent. Fuguli, I'd take. Montelivo, I'd take. Benega, I'd take.
You said that about John Terry. Like, his performances now are still up there. Zuma's just gone out for 6 months. So Terry's still crucial.
Yeah.
I wonder whether Chelsea might do a U-turn and sign Terry.
But does he take that?
I personally think pride is hurt. He's trying to get the contract. I think he can go
MLS.
With Lampsu.
Well,
go and see Frank.
MLS now, LA Galaxy have now got Ashley Cole, Robbie Keane, Steven Gerrard, Dos Santos. They've got our old boy, Letget in centre mid, Robbie Rogers. It's a nice little team they've got over there in LA Galaxy. They'll be hoping to do big things this season. Next thing I want to show you guys is something that's come out today, the new Premier League logo. So if you don't know, Alex, it's currently called the Barclays Premier League, but as from next year, they're ditching sponsorship.
Okay.
So it's just going to be the Premier League.
Right.
Okay. So they've obviously
had to change the logo. They've got to
sex it up a little bit. You know, this is the colour scheme is changes. There's a number of different versions of this out with different colours in the background. So just looking at the design, the simplicity of it.
Okay.
This is what it looks like.
I hate it. It looks like a bank. Mm. To me, I immediately thought bank.
Yeah, I don't think it's great.
Really?
Yeah. It's quite simplistic though, isn't it?
It's very simplistic.
I had the lion as like a football.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, the lion is a historical part of the Premier League.
Yes.
It's always been.
Yeah.
The reason they've done the dropping of the sponsorships is big revenue they're getting rid of there. Not that they need it these days, But it's to be more like the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, where yeah. they stand alone as their own entity.
I also don't feel like the image is iconic enough. I feel like it's very simplistic.
Yeah, I think that's what they've gone for. They've gone for simplistic. Maybe because it is a kind of simplistic move to move away from sponsorship. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Let us know on Twitter if you're a fan of the Premier League logo. If you haven't seen it, I did tweet it out yesterday, so you can look at it there.
To be fair, historically, I can't think of many brand logo changes that are received well straight away. These guys spending a lot of cash, you'd like to think they know what they're doing, and eventually our brains will just become tricked into
loving
it.
Can you ever think of a logo change that was so unpopular actually
they had decreased to revert back.
Or not revert back, but they actually decreased their
popularity.
I do
remember being emotionally
popularity.
Distressed when Opal Fruits turned to Starburst. This is just
did you stop eating them? I mean, I did, but that was also because I just got older and realised they're not good for you.
Do you remember when the Walker's crisps changed flavours?
They changed colours because cheese and onion, some of the youngsters listening to this will not know this.
That's true.
Like, cheese and onion is blue now, but it used to be green. Salt and vinegar used to be blue, but it's now green, is it?
Salt and vinegar?
Salt and vinegar's green now, but it used to be blue.
They swapped around. Ready salted, I think, was always
red.
Why
did they do that?
I have no idea.
Mixed it up. Remember they changed Jif to Sif?
Yeah.
Because it's more European. That's like a toilet cleaning product or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get involved in that stuff. Okay, next thing I want to do, sometimes we do keep it quite domestic on this podcast. Just last week we talked a little bit about the Italian league because I went to Milan. I think it's time we did a Real Oviedo update. And personally, I think this should be a weekly thing.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, I am involved with Real Oviedo. I'm a shareholder at the club. I've made a number of videos about them. I've got a career mode about them, which is the only FIFA 16 career mode that's ever actually had input from the club, where they've actually sent me footage of the players reacting in real time to what I've done. So they're this massive club, part of my heart, my second team essentially in Spain. Now, they got promoted last year. That's why they're in FIFA now. They're in the Liga Adelante, which is the second tier of Spanish football. Mm-hmm. The question is, how are they doing this year? Do you want to know?
I'd love to know. I'm desperate to know.
Because obviously, if they come up again, they will be in the Premier their version of the Premier League.
I mean, guys, just to let you know, this is a story. Like, there's loads of football stories. Football's full of stories, but this is a story. You need to go and look at some of Spencer's old videos and check this story out. This is a club that were literally on the brink of extinction.
Yeah.
Literally going to close the doors, turn the pitch into God knows what. It's over. And then a fan revolution has saved the day. You need to check it out. So
not only that, it's a club that used to play in the La Liga, used to play in the Europa League, used to have Juan Mata, Santi Cazorla, Michu, Adrian Lopez, some top quality players. Stan Collymore played there. Do you know that?
Well, I didn't know that.
Abel Xavier, remember him from Everton?
I do remember him, crazy here.
And can I just say, I have been to an Oviedo game.
Yes, you have.
And it was amazing. The atmosphere was brilliant. The ultras were crazy ultra into their game.
Yeah.
I need to go over there. I've been saying this for a while. I'd love to come to another
game.
And the whole town just loves the team. That's what I loved about it when we were walking around before the game and after the game. Everybody there is just so involved with it. It's like
Juan Mata, Santi Cazorla went back there for a game a couple of weeks ago. There's a picture of that going around. Juan Mata still has, when I did a video of Juan Mata, we talked about it. He still has his house there.
Yeah.
He goes there regularly. He was there for the playoff match against Cadiz, which they won, which I was there for as well. So it's a great club. Great club to be involved in. They're on the up. They're trying to get back to La Liga.
Mm-hmm.
The Atalanta works similarly to the Championship. There's three spots for promotion, two automatically, one from a playoff from teams from third to sixth place. In sixth place currently in the Liga Adelante is Mirandes on 38 points, 24 games played. In fifth place, Osasuna, 39 points. Also on 39 points, in fourth place is Oviedo.
Mm.
Okay, 34 goals scored, 28 against. Above them, in third, is Cordoba with 40 points, so 1 point above them. Second place, Leganes, also with 40 points. So then 1 point between them. Alaves are quite clear top at the league. They've got 46 points. So Alaves are looking very good right now.
Yeah, looking at that table, I mean, all the way down to ninth, you're talking about one result and you could be second.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, they were second until recently. Exactly. So what we're trying to say is that there could well be a playoff situation at the end of the season. Wow. We may have to go back out there, boys and girls. Yeah, it could be a lot of fun. This is their recent form. They've actually drawn their last four games. They've been dropping points a little bit. They drew 2-2 away to Albacete, but I think they were 2-0 down. Drew 1-1 with Deportivo, Alaves 1-0, Lugo 2-2, Osasuna 0-0, and then the game before that, they beat Zaragoza 1-0. But yeah, so they're doing okay. The update is that, and hopefully they're going to be in the top flight next year. If they are, their owner, who is the richest man in the world, Carlos Slim, has promised them a $100 million transfer budget.
Wow.
That is a war chest.
Which in the La Liga is enough to get Champions League spot, really.
So we can't do that over here, can we? You can't just get that sort of money.
Anyone can do it now. Financial fair play is basically dead now.
Oh, yeah, so it didn't really work.
Basically, what happened was Man City got a really, really good lawyer. and pointed out to UEFA why it wasn't fair. Okay. And they've now gone quiet on it. Okay, next up, Spencer FC Game Academy.
Yes.
Started shooting it this week. A new episode will be going up on my channel very shortly. All I've done so far, if you don't know what this is, I did a quick teaser about it about a month ago where I told people to start trying to qualify for it. It's essentially like my version of an X Factor type apprentice type series where I'm looking for a future FIFA star who's going to be a pro player in my esports team, which is being created in the same time as this series is going. So I'm looking for the guy that's going to sign for me. He's going to get a contract. He's going to be paid over a 12-month period. He's going to get taken by me to a load of really good tournaments all over Europe, all over the world potentially, and he's also going to have a chance to play in the Play Like a Legend events this over the next few months, or people within the process will get to play it on the way to winning, and they can win up to $18,000 in that, as well as those Xbox goodies. It's an amazing, what have never really been done before for the FIFA esports community series. We filmed the first episode yesterday.
Yep.
What an opportunity for someone. I mean, meeting those guys yesterday, you could see the passion in their eyes. They want this bad. I mean, rightly so. It's a hell of an opportunity for someone to come in, get themselves a platform to test themselves against the best in the world at some of these events.
And that's what they had to do yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they had to play me.
Yeah, true.
First episode will be on my channel soon, and basically we start with 10 contestants, and this is an exclusive, by the way, that their first challenge, every episode is a new challenge for them, is that they all had to play me. Ultimate Team, and these guys, just to put it in perspective, the guys that qualified, the top 10 out of the 5,000 or 6,000 people that registered online to play, they all have Ultimate Team records of close to 1,000 wins. Wow. And under 100 losses, sort of thing. So they're looking at very upper echelon players.
Cream.
Division 1 title, they won it 6 months ago.
That's
they're not even doing that anymore.
They spent playing FIFA.
Yeah, they're sitting in Gfinity lobbies playing other pro players. They're not, you know, sitting around playing random people online. So it was a big test for me. If you want to find out how I got on, whether I even won a game, you need to make sure you watch that episode. Spencer FC Game Academy episode 1 coming to my channel shortly. And also, make sure you check out Play Like a Legend live this Saturday, the 13th of February. You can watch it on twitch.tv/Gfinity. TV, or you can watch it on the Xbox Live Event Player, which is also in a way you can watch it live on your Xbox. And I'm going to be presenting it, but within that Play Like a Legend event, there'll also be some of my guys from my show taking each other on and maybe even playing in that event and making some money. So make sure you check it out.
You know, you said you have to whittle them down from 10. Does that mean you're very much like Lord Sugar and at the end of it you go, you're
fired? Well, Seb, you saw it.
Yeah,
I got rid of not one, but two people.
It was intense. Two people went yesterday, but it was a hell of a fight. I mean, it's very, very
difficult. One of them had tears in his eyes.
Yeah. How does that make you feel to know that you're ending their dream?
Well, I started the dream as well. The dream didn't exist until I gave it to them.
These guys
have all got a huge achievement just to get there.
Exactly,
to the
final. Done so well.
Getting that last 10 out of 6,000 people is an incredible achievement.
I tried to reiterate that to them. I tried to say that they've already won in many ways. But, you know, when we came up with the idea for the series and started talking about it, I thought that's really easy, that bit. Yeah, if they don't get through, they don't get through. When you've actually got to do it live, and you've met them and you've spent a bit of time with them, it's hard when you look someone in the eye and say, look, you're out.
Not this time.
You're out, yeah.
I'm looking forward to when Karen and Claude here get involved.
We'll
do some interviews.
Yeah.
We can grill them.
We can, be on the sidelines taking notes.
Just sitting there going,
that's good. Interesting choice.
Maybe we'll get that involved later on in the series. Right, competition time.
Oh!
Alex, we've got a quiz prepared for you. A quiz. It's a very light quiz.
Okay.
We've got a prize. You're not competing for it. You're competing on behalf of the listeners.
Oh, pressure.
Dun, dun, dun.
What we're going to be fighting for today is this prize nicely provided by the guys from Xbox. Now, it's an adapter for your Windows laptop or computer or whatever that you put in the USB port.
Okay.
And it actually allows you to use your Xbox One controller on your computer.
Ooh.
That's
a game pretty
changer,
cool.
Quite literally.
Literally a game changer, console changer. So it's a really cool little device. We're going to give it out to one person on Twitter if and only if you get these 5 questions right, Alex.
Oh my goodness. I have to get every single question right.
Get them all right. Wow.
If I slip up on the first one?
Then no one gets this prize, quite frankly.
Wow.
It will be a rollover. It will be a rollover to another episode.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll work out how we give it away after you hopefully get these right.
Okay.
It's a wag-off. Do you know what a wag-off is? Basically, I'm going to give you the maiden name of 5 different wags.
Oh, no.
And you have to tell me the footballer that they go out with or are married to.
Oh, okay. Hopefully.
Right? They start easy, they get harder.
Oh, okay.
I think you can do... I don't know if you'll get all 5.
No, okay.
I think you might get 4.
Come on, Alex.
You ready?
So I'm giving you the footballer's name.
You're giving me the footballer's name.
Okay.
First one's really easy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Victoria Adams.
David Beckham.
also known as Posh Spice.
Boom.
Now known as Victoria Beckham, was originally Victoria Adams.
In the bank.
That's one.
Spice Girls, yeah.
Second, Colleen McLaughlin. I don't know how you say that. McLaughlin, whatever.
Wayne Rooney.
Correct, yeah.
She's flying.
Easy.
She's flying.
Now known as, but these are the easy ones, these aren't they?
Now known as Colleen Rooney. Next, Christine Bleakley.
Frank Lampard.
She's smashing it.
Flying. Just got married. Neck. Congratulations, guys. Congratulations.
I co-presented right. something with Christine Bleakley.
You did. Yes, all of you were in purple. Cadbury's.
She was all over me like a rash. next. This is the penultimate one.
Okay.
Ooh. Abby Clancy. Mm-hmm. She's thinking. She hasn't come to her straight away.
She knows it, but can she think? I know she knows it.
I know it.
I'll give you a clue.
No, it's the tall guy. Exactly. And he used to play for Stoke.
I'm going to give you a clue.
Wow,
he still does.
Good.
He still does.
His surname is a descriptive word of something that he would need to do to fit in.
Because he's so tall.
To fit in rooms. Because he's so tall.
Oh, yeah. Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch. Woo! Okay.
Boom. Bam! Up here. Smith.
One more to one get. More. If you come get on. This, someone's getting this control. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is their full name.
Okay.
Shakira.
Yeah.
Her surname is Shakira. Not a lot of people know that. His name's Shakira.
Her middle name's also Shakira.
Do you know what? I do know this name.
This is the hardest one by far.
Definitely.
This guy plays in Spain. He's mm-hmm. from Spain.
Yeah.
He used to play for Manchester United. That won't help you.
Let's think. Give us a think about a clue from maybe.
I got a clue.
Yeah.
Okay. His first name is the surname of a famous English footballer who recently. He played for Liverpool for a long time, but now plays for LA Galaxy.
Gerard.
Yes.
And his surname.
Piqué.
Yeah.
Absolutely smashed that. Well done.
Thank you. You know, because I knew it was in the back of my mind, but sometimes you need to trigger it off.
Yeah, exactly. That's you did impressive. It. All right. So this controller, this wireless adapter. There's actually a controller in there as well, I should say, by the way. It's not just the adapter. You get an Xbox One controller as well.
Yeah.
He's going to go to one of our listeners. Now, I'm going to choose that person at random from anyone that uses the following hashtag. We're going to create a hashtag now. Alex, you're going to choose one word. Seb, you're going to choose another. Together, they're going to make one hashtag.
Okay.
Alex, what's your word?
Wag.
Wag?
Yep.
What's your word?
Staff.
Staff?
Wag staff.
Okay. So Wagstaff. So WAGSTAFF.
Correct.
You've got to do hashtag Wagstaff. Make sure you tweet at Spencer Owen so I can see it as well, but the hashtag should be enough to find it anyway. I'll click on the hashtag. I'll choose one of those people at random. They'll win this controller and wireless adapter thanks to Alex's Wag recognition skill.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay. We're going to finish today's podcast with a Q&A. I asked people on Twitter to give us some questions for me, for Seb, for Alex, everyone, and we're going to answer some of the best ones now. Okay, first question. This is for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
What was our dream job as a child? This is from Harry Banfield. I'll start off. I'll say, I think when I was little, I wanted to be like an artist, painter, but I was terrible at it. And then when I got a bit older, I think I wanted to be a radio DJ. I did hospital radio and stuff.
Yes.
You used to actually have, probably the main thing. Our grandparents used to give you your presents, they used to say too arty.
Yeah,
really?
Granddad still sometimes calls me that.
Because I've heard these stories of when you're a kid and sort of at home, you'd hide away in your bedroom and like paint and draw and stuff. And
that's what I told him I was doing. You know what I mean?
So you never think you're looking at his handwriting though.
Oh my gosh.
Listen,
but also
it was modern art.
Figurines, didn't you?
It's impressionism.
Listen, if you saw my Warhammer figurines, you'd also think that I had no chance. The best Warhammer model I ever had was actually done by my dad. While we there, talk to me about Space Marines. If you guys know about Warhammer, you know about the Space Marines tank known as the Whirlwind. Absolute diamond piece of kit. My dad spent a good couple of days on it. Top notch job because he used to do Airfix back in the day.
Okay.
He was a pro. After that, I never really painted another one because I couldn't live up to his standards.
Did he buy it for you and do it himself, or did you?
No, I said, look, Dad, I want that piece for my army, but I can't handle that sort of mechanism. My dad was like, I've got this one.
Yeah, I've got
a government
boy.
Seb, what was your dream job?
I mean, it's an easy one. When I was growing up, you know, sort of when you start to think about these things, probably seven years old and above, I just wanted to be a footballer.
Mm.
I mean, I never got anywhere close to that, but I just wanted to be a footballer. I used to play football as much as I could ever since sort of seven, eight. I got, nearest I ever got was invited to join the Ipswich Academy of Excellence.
Yeah.
But it was a bit too far for us to travel. So I used to just dream, read Shoot and Match magazine. To be fair, as a kid, most boys, you just want to be a footballer, don't you? You just want to recreate your hero. You want to be Michael Owen. You want to be David
Beckham.
Was that
your inspiration?
If you're wondering why I didn't give that answer, and I've touched this a little bit before, it's because I actually didn't even really properly get into playing football until I was about 11 or 12. So I was going way back before that. I think by the time I was 11 or 12, I loved football. And Seb will tell you, I used to sit in the garden on my own, kicking the ball in the air to myself, trying to get better at controlling
it. I've got a story about you.
Doing sliding tackles.
How much you love football.
But the reason I never wanted to be a footballer, that respect is because I never thought it was a realistic thing. Whereas you were playing it to a decent standard from a young age, I was just trying to catch everyone else up. Now, obviously, I'm sick, but for a while, I wasn't that great.
To catch you up.
Yeah.
I remember one thing about you when you go into football, how you used to cycle 6 miles each way to training on a bike.
And once I got hit by a car on the way to training and still went to training.
You could pick yourself up and still go.
I used to play for Heybridge Swifts, like under whatever it was, 14, under 15, I think it was. And I used to cycle 6 miles, which doesn't sound a lot to an adult, but for a 14, 15-year-old kid,
cold British
coming
weather,
back from school, I used to have a long journey from school as well. It was like a long old bus ride, and I had to walk a mile to get home, get changed, get on my bike, cycle 6 miles, do football training, and then cycle 6 miles home in the pitch black again, which is quite a lot for a young kid. Sometimes I'd get the bus home. One time I was cycling and I skidded off the pavement. I used to cycle on the pavement because I was young, onto the road, in the middle of the road. This car didn't hit me physically, but hit my bike wheels, absolutely smashed up the wheel. I went flying off my bike.
Wow.
Had a helmet on and everything, but rolled over, scabbed up all my arms and knees. I wasn't like hospital injured, but I was bleeding quite a lot.
Yeah, you shook up.
And I was so like, you know, in love with football at that time, that literally all I could think was, I'll be late for training.
Yeah.
Got on my bike and just ran alongside my bike, got into training. I was like 20 minutes late. I'd never been late before. I'd always be the first one there.
Yeah.
And the manager called Sean. I was like, Sean, I'm so sorry I'm late. He's like, what's wrong with you? What's happened? I just got hit by my car, mate. Don't worry about it.
Where am I playing?
And from that, he made me captain after that.
Really?
And he was like, what a hero. Yeah. But then I got my captaincy taken away from me because none of the players liked me.
You're too intense.
I was too intense with them. None of them wanted to operate under the Spencer regime.
It's like the Canio Sunderland.
Shame.
My way on the highway.
Basically was, yeah.
They told you to get out.
Alex, what did you want to do when you were a kid?
The only thing I can really remember wanting to do was to own a bookshop.
Nice.
You know, I did used to like reading, but I wasn't like a bookworm. But I remember watching this programme, I think it was... Well, it had Ellen in it. I'm not sure if it was called Ellen. But she owned her own bookshop. And I just thought it was the best thing ever.
One.
Yeah.
I remember the one.
And they just looked like... They used to come in and it used to be like a windy, blustery day. And they used to come in and it would be all warm and cosy.
But you've got Matt as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Meg Ryan bookshop.
So,
would you be more of a Meg Ryan bookshop or would it be more of a Tom Hanks bookshop? Tom Hanks was like the big, like... corporate Waterstones, or would you like the little
independent, cosy coffee shop attached?
Not really a 21st century business though, is it?
That's the thing, isn't it? Like, if I opened it up, it probably wouldn't do well.
Could you sell Kindles?
Oh, interesting.
Kindle shop. Okay. Next question is from Dribbly, who's a long time Twitch moderator, subscriber, etc. for me. So how you doing, Dribbly, aka Tom? He asks, any plans to do a sequel to the Spandex Cup? Perhaps one with Seb and Saunders on the other team. Now, first off, we need to finish your punishment.
Yes,
we've got
one more episode left to do.
If you saw the final, you saw Alex's reaction to the punishment. She doesn't want to do it, but I'm going to make her do it, don't worry. And we have got plans for a sequel. We're not going to reveal too much details yet, but we can tell you it will involve some other people.
Yes. Oh,
wow. And it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be Spandex Cup Series 2, but not exactly the same.
No.
Twist.
Exactly.
Yeah. Keep it fresh.
Next question. Honest answer he wants. This is from James Costi, 97. Would Payet get in Barcelona's team?
Reality is no, because he would have to play in one of the three positions, because the way they play, to allow those three up front the freedom they need, they have to have anchors, and Payet is not an anchor.
Well, so their middle three, I agree, he wouldn't get in there, but the middle three, you've got Iniesta, Rakitic, Busquets normally, a few variations.
Or have anchor-like qualities.
Sergi Roberto, maybe. I wouldn't say Iniesta's an anchor, but what I'd say...
No, he can do, he can win the ball back.
I think that Payet could get in their squad, because I think that they've got like Sergi Roberto, they've got, you know, youngsters have got a lot of promise and could be amazing, but Payet would definitely not look out of place as a substitute to come on or maybe play in some of the easier games because they need to rotate.
So he'd be a great place for Iniesta. Iniesta can't play, Payet comes in.
Exactly, but he wouldn't start over the three that are already in the midfield. No,
Lanzini, he would.
Lanzini obviously would be. Carlton Cole would be in there. But,
yeah, Carlton.
This is a good one. We talked about it a little bit already. Dylan Sever wants to know, does Seb like golf or football better?
Wow. I mean, I said earlier, when I was a young man, growing up, it was football. All the way through to university. Didn't even play golf at university. Played in all the uni teams, all of that. Came out of uni, got a really bad ankle injury, and I started playing golf. And if I'm honest, since then, golf has been the priority for me. Until the last few years, where the love of football has been rekindled. I've been a little bit disillusioned with the game since, you know, the players have become what they are. West Ham haven't had exactly much to cheer about. I've always been a massive football fan, but the last few years it has rekindled it. And starting to play football again has made me draw more back towards football, I'm not going to lie. I have found myself looking forward to playing football like we did on Sunday, just as much as I would a game of golf, because I had a golf game of golf that morning before. I had a tournament for my club. And genuinely, when I woke up, I was thinking about the football more than golf,
yeah.
which is definitely strange for me.
We did a big game. Spencer FC 11 took on the Football Republic team, which they set up, TFR FC. They've done one game before. So we did a big game match against them. We got some of my mates involved, we got some of your mates involved. It was really fun. You have to check out the video coming so up in a few days on my channel. We properly filmed it nicely, had loads of cameras there. It's going to be a good one. And I don't know about you, Seb, but I properly, like, I knew I was going to enjoy it, but I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah,
and I think I want to keep doing it. Like, I think
I'd love to.
I've been playing football Sunday League for a while, but since I've moved, I've not been playing anymore. I think I probably thought it was going to be the end of my Sunday League career when I moved here, but I think actually we could probably have at least a couple of years of amazing football with a new team, if we were to form one, with those boys we played with.
That's not a bad shout, mate. I mean, to be fair, me and you have played in the same team a few times in one-off games.
Never in a season.
But never in an actual league campaign.
I don't see how we could not win, like, the quadruple in that that situation.
Quintuple.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good shout. We should definitely try and get some more of them games done. See what the guys think on the channel. See
yeah, honestly,
you guys like it.
You need to watch the game. We did two games. We did a game on my channel. Did a rematch on the TFR channel. And some of the goals, unbelievable. Some of my mates have really good games. You know, some of the guys on the TFR team are pretty decent as well. So make sure you check it out.
There's also a special guest on the show as well.
Very special guest. Manages us for the day. Yeah. Quality
it's
stuff.
Not me.
And it's not you, no. Yeah. If you want to see us do more of that football team stuff, more real life football stuff, let us know on our Twitters. Okay. Finally, there is a right answer to this question.
Okay.
I'm interested to see if you go with it. You all know what the right answer is.
Mm.
From Patrick Silcox 1. Who would win a game of Mario Kart?
That would be myself.
No, it wouldn't it though?
No, it wouldn't be.
Al, who would it be?
I honestly think day to day it changes.
No.
But if I had to say an answer, I would go Spencer, then myself, then Seb.
Yeah, I would definitely be last. But I'll be the most entertaining doing it because I'll just go backwards and crash into people.
That's the thing about Mario Kart.
What we can
is
do
not...
is, guys, we are in the living room.
Yeah.
Over your shoulder, Spencer, I can see the console that is required.
It doesn't make great podcast listening, but after the podcast, we can have a game.
Sure. Yeah.
But the point is, we know what will happen.
Just hearing me effing blind.
Rainbow Road. One more question, actually, I've seen from Tom Turner. This is for you, Alex. From the female point of view, Messi or Ronaldo?
Ooh.
I have thought about this before.
I bet you have.
And my answer is going to be Ronaldo. Maybe not for the obvious reasons, but just because I feel like he's got more banter and more suave about him. And, you know, I like that. You know, I used to think that Messi was more classier.
Tax evasion, though, isn't it?
Oh, didn't know about
allegations
that.
Allegations.
But yeah, I'm going to go for Ronaldo because I just like his personality.
So, guys, that is it for this episode of the Spencer FC podcast. Big thanks to Alex. Thank you for coming. Have you enjoyed it?
I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Would you come again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Seb?
Enjoyed it. And yeah, I'll be back.
It's your second time. You need to make it a hat trick.
Yeah, I need the hat trick. I'm going to need the perfect podcast performance. Right foot, left foot, header.
Yeah. Okay. In the future, then. Don't forget, Alex did secure this Xbox controller and wireless adapter for Windows, which we're going to be giving away to one random winner on Twitter as long as they tweet the hashtag
WAGstaff.
That's hashtag WAGstaff. Big thanks to DreamTeamFC.com who've sponsored this podcast since the beginning. And make sure you check out their website. Football content on there updated regularly. DreamTeamFC.com. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time. Until then, don't go changing.
Bye.
Cringe.